in addition to interrupting regular programming and asking you to pledge Catholic Radio, one of the great things that we get to do is have wonderful guests come into the studio. And right now is no exception. We have Mary Welch Rogers and Elise O'Kane, and they are here to talk with us about their music, about being musicians and praying through music and encouraging others to pray through music and also producing that music and leading others to Christ through their music. So we are grateful to each of you for being here today. And I need to swallow this microphone. So we are grateful that you are here. You would think I have such a big mouth, it wouldn't be a problem. I think it's the echo that's the problem. So all good things begin with prayer. Are either of you comfortable in leading us in prayer to start the hour?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for how much you love us. We thank you, Lord, that you call us to be your handmaidens and your servants, called to do your holy will. We ask for your blessing upon this radio station. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do through this medium. We bless you and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so a few housekeeping before we get into the interview process. We have this wonderful bell here. We get to ring the bell in celebration every time that we get somebody who calls in as a founder. A founder is a person who's $100 a month for 36 months.
Great.
They get their name on a plaque that goes here in the studio that says that they are a founder of Catholic Radio. Forever, they have bragging rights that they're a founder of Catholic Radio. They can even put it in their obituary someday. So if you would like to be a founder of Catholic Radio, $100 a month for 36 months. Giving at the apostle level, $100 a month for 12 months. If you call in as a business and you would like for us to announce the name of your business, we will do that as well if you call in at $100 either for 12 months or 36 months. If you call in with any monthly donation, we have some beautiful Immaculate Heart and Sacred Heart prints. They're 8x10 size, unique. You can't get them, as far as I know, you can't get that particular print anywhere else except for from us as a gift. It's from an 1800s print from Germany. And so we will give you that for a monthly donation, a sustaining member, helping the Catholic radio station to keep going. We will send you those prints and hopefully you'll pray to the Immaculate Heart and to the Sacred Heart for the Quest Catholic Radio whenever you get those. Okay, so we also have a goal for the hour, and the goal for the hour is 10 calls and another $1,000 matching pledge. We didn't get it last time, so we're going to try and get it this time. So here we go again, 10 calls of any amount, and we add $1,000 to whatever is called in. So it can be any amount. $1,000, any amount, 10 callers. All right, and we ring the bell if we meet that goal. When we get 10 callers, so we got to do it twice. We got to have at least one founder, and we got to have at least 10 calls. If we do both of those, then you each get to ring the bell. So let's do it right now. Woohoo! All right.
Yay.
Exactly. 678-688-4549. And you can do my job for me anytime you want by giving out that phone number and the website, which is thequestatlanta.com, and it's right there on a piece of paper. Okay, so again, we are talking with Mary Welch Rogers and Elise O'Kane, and we're going to talk about just praying through music. So first of all, can we just start maybe with you sharing a little bit of background about yourselves and about your music, and then we'll go to one of your songs, and then we'll talk about that.
Well, today we're going to focus on Elise's music because we met almost over 25 years ago, and she was involved in the Magnificat ladies' breakfast, and we met through the music there, where she was providing the music and leading the music.
And you were the first speaker.
And I was the first speaker here in Atlanta, yes. So
The joyful visitation.
So we've known each other a long time, and the Lord has given her some incredible words to say to us through music. And it really ministers. So after we had met, I had been doing my own music, and all of a sudden, I thought, well, I guess I could do the producing for that. So I was pleased that she was excited that I would be involved with her music. Mm-hmm. So this is the second album we have now. So we're excited about presenting what the Lord is saying to her and to us through her music.
Excellent.
But it's important to know that I really never had any musical background. The songwriting came just really clear out of the blue. I was on vacation with my family, and I snuck out to go to Mass by myself. And on the way home, I just began to sing this upbeat, uplifting Hebrew melody to Mary's Magnificat. Mm. And I really wasn't aware of what was going on, because I would always sing in the car anyway. And then when I stopped the car, I thought, I have a brand new melody. It's a new song. And that was the first experience in songwriting.
Wow. So do we have a clip of that? Can we play a clip of the
next?
That.
That's on the first CD.
Oh, shucks. Okay. But all right. Darn. All right. Okay. So, but one of them that you do have is called In the Name. So set that one up for us, and then we'll go to that.
Well, I was in church one Sunday, and the pastor was talking about how everyone is always calling, we're always on our phone, always calling someone. He said, do you know how to call God? And everybody's waiting. And he said, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And he made the sign of the cross. And it just struck me, because it's a prayer that we say just by rote. We're not even thinking about it. We just make the sign of the cross. But there's such power in the name of God. Mm-hmm. And so the melody just came to me. So I don't know. We're going to play that one.
Okay. Beautiful. What an amazing way to be able to honor our Lord and to pray and to recognize, because so many times in our world today, the Lord's name is not used reverently. Mm-hmm. And to use this as our phone number to Christ, name of
beautiful.
The Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And mm-hmm. so thank you for sharing that. And how did that one, you talked a little bit about how it came to be. So whenever you're working together and you're producing her music, you're coming up, Elise, you're coming up with the lyrics. You're coming up with the music
melodies.
The melodies that mm-hmm. go with it. And then when you put them together and record it, that's where you come in.
Well, we meet, but we do a lot of preparation before recording, and we meet and work on the harmonies mm-hmm. and the arranging of how to do it. We do that together.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times things come that we had no idea was going to happen. And, and then by the time we get to the studio, we really have prepared. It's a matter of then recording the different instruments and, of course, putting it all together.
Editing. It was really a 2-year project for this last one. Just coming together and really praying about the songs and mm-hmm. praying about what we want to do. And, you know, God is so good, because I feel like I have a limited gift in that, you know, I can hear it in my head, but I can write out a very simple melody line, but it's hard for me. I have to kind of explain what it is that I'm hearing in my head. And then Mary is on the piano and it's like, yes, that chord, no, not that one, not that one. So, it's, you know, he gives us the body of Christ is working together on this. So.
Yes. Well, and it's beautiful. And I loved just kind of the, I don't know what to call it, but just it almost was like a echo. It really felt like it put me in the presence.
Exactly.
Which is what you were, I'm sure, trying
That's
to do.
What
and
we're
it worked.
To do.
It was awesome. Yes. It was
Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you.
Yes.
And you know, Saint, I think it was Saint Francis de Sales is the one that said, the sign of the cross, those words are the 15 most important words that we can pray. Mm. Which is so powerful when you think about it. And we just, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we're not, but you know, when you put it to music, then it can draw you in. Mm. Into the prayer.
I had somebody that challenged me once, and they said, you know, so many people when they do the sign of the cross, it just looks like they're itching their forehead. You know?
Oh my.
Really, you know, be prayerful
yes.
about it. And it's easy to forget. You
it
get
is.
In a hurry, you know, you do forget. So that's a really good, strong reminder to each of us that it is a prayer and it's calling on the name of Jesus when we
yes.
do that. All right, so I want to give out the phone number because the update is that we have phone calls so far from John, who called in at $30 a month for a total of $360 over the year.
Yay.
To Margie at a one-time $30 pledge, and to Elizabeth at $50 one-time pledge. That's three of the 10. So we just
Yay.
Need seven more, and we get to add $1,000 to
boy.
What was called in. Seven more donors of any amount. Give us a call, any amount. Also, if you have a prayer request, call in, whether you can make a pledge or not, call in and give us your prayer request. We love to pray for all of our listeners. So mm-hmm. give us a call. The number again, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Mary Welch Rogers. We're talking with Elise O'Kane. And they are a team. They are working
mm-hmm.
together.
Yes.
They're both actually vocalists. They're
yes.
both musicians. They both want to praise God with music. But in this hour, we're talking about Elise's music and Mary Welch Rogers'
producer.
So that's what we're talking about right now.
That's right.
You know, I'm probably going to butcher this a little bit maybe, but there's a quote that was attributed to Saint Augustine. It really doesn't sound very Augustinian to me, but it makes a good point. And it says, those who sing pray twice.
Yes.
And you know, I think There is some truth to that. I'm not, mm-hmm. like I said, I'm not sure that it came from St. Augustine, but it does have merit. And it's often easy to mumble the words, mm-hmm. say, of the Hail Mary or of the sign of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Far more difficult to really feel
exactly.
the words, feel the emotion. And you can do that, I think, when you're singing. And you all did a beautiful job with the last song that we heard of really helping us to feel that prayer. So can you speak a little bit about how music can move our heart mm-hmm. in a way that maybe the spoken word doesn't?
Well, music is a communication that only happens with human beings. I mean, animals do have ways of communication, but God created the human beings to praise him, and one of the ways is through music. So it's a very special gift he's given us, and he wants us to praise him. I don't know what I remember. Carrie Allen told me one time how many times the word praise is mentioned in Scripture. It's everywhere, and lots of times it like the Psalms themselves are songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful thing to be able to praise God through music, because it helps the Holy Spirit to be able to work. To be able to set our minds at ease and be able to say, okay, now I can really listen to what the Lord wants to tell me, because the music gets you there, don't you think?
Yes, and I think with music, it draws the emotion. You know, it things that maybe words and communication through words can't really get into the heart.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, even sometimes when you hear a melody, just the melody will draw you in. And then the words, you know, the lyrics come into play with the melody. So it reaches into the heart, I think,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes better than words can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. I mm-hmm. do agree. Especially when you produce it as well as you all did and really mm-hmm. add the emotion that comes from that. You know, I think about, you know, how like in a movie, you know?
That's right. What would it be music, without the music?
Exactly. Where would you be? Because it sets the mood. It makes it happy, or it makes it tense, or it makes it whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We can do that with music and prayer as well. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what you all are trying to do. So should we listen to the next clip and then come back and talk some more?
Sure.
All right. So talk to us a little bit about what the words mean and how you're trying to move the listener with this Latin.
Well, the Holy Spirit inspires all of the songs. I really have to give credit to the Lord for all that he's done with the music. And it just came to me to bring in the Latin, and, you know, because that's part of our heritage, really, as Catholics. Mm-hmm. And so it just sets a tone for the song and calling on the Holy Spirit and everything that we do. So the Veni Sancte Spiritus, it's just a beautiful sound to me. Mm-hmm. And I think it also teaches
Come Holy Spirit, right?
It means come Holy Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, so we have an update here. We talked about the three calls, but I also have some prayer requests that I want to make sure that we cover. So it's still Elizabeth and Margie and John, who I had already mentioned that they had called in, but we didn't see their prayer requests. So I want to make sure Elizabeth from St. Thomas the Apostle asked us to pray that friends and family renew their faith. Mm-hmm. Margie asked us, she didn't give us she just gave us a one-time pledge, but didn't ask for any prayers. And John asked for prayers for his sister's recovery. And John is from St. Thomas in Smyrna. So we want to pray for John's sister, for her recovery, and for Elizabeth's friends and family. So which one of you would like to lead us in this prayer? All right.
Oh, Lord, we know that you are the divine healer, that it is your will. All things that we pray for are going to happen. And we also know that when things we pray for don't happen, that also is the answer to prayer. So we ask that you, Lord, would answer the prayers of these people, that they would have family and friends. And we all pray for our family and friends to come back to the faith. And also for healing for people that are ill, that would recover, that there's so many illnesses. And John, we pray especially for your sister. We ask, Lord, that you would just help your sister to accept whatever it is that is the problem at this point, but also to have hope that the Lord is the divine healer and he can do all things. So we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so We are talking with Mary Welch Rogers and Elise O'Kane, and we are talking with them as musicians, vocalists, and music producers, and listening to some of their music. If you want to find out more about the music of Elise O'Kane and hear more of the songs than what we play here, then you go to Elise, E-L-Y-S-E, EliseO'Kane.com, E-L-Y-S-E-O-K-A-N-E.
EliseO'Kane.com.
Oh, sorry. I put it down wrong.
Okay. That's all right.
Sorry.
I got it now.
The producer made a big mistake. EliseO'Kane Music.
Yeah, there you go. EliseO'Kane Music.com is the website if you would like to find out more information about that. If you would like to, and don't confuse the two here, if you would like to support Catholic Radio, then you call 678-688-4549. That is the number right now to call the Quest and make a pledge, because if we can get 10 donors of any amount, whatever the amount, then we add $1,000 to that through the generosity of a donor. I'm blanking on the person who donated. Who did we say the last hour that was doing that? We have four people that have donated matching pledges. I think it was Barbara for the last hour, and we didn't make it, so we're moving it to this hour. So Barbara will give us an additional $1,000 when we are, as we get 10 calls called in. So the number to call is 678-688-4549. We have three of those 10 calls. Can we get seven more? Any amount that you can. And we have Sunny, who is calling in, and she's giving us a one-time $50 pledge.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Thank you to Sunny. And can you be the next person? That's number four. So Sunny has given us $50. Scott is giving us a one-time $25 pledge. So we're halfway there. Praise God for Sunny and for Scott. And so let's get some more calls. If we can get five more, then we add $1,000 to that operating budget with the matching pledge of Barbara. She says when we get 10 calls, then she'll add the other $1,000. So number to call is 678-688-4549. Any amount, whatever you can call in. You can also go online to thequestatlanta.com. thequestatlanta.com, and you can make a pledge that way. If you have a prayer request and you'd like for us to pray for something, then let us know that too. And actually, both of those, Sunny and Scott, both came with online donations. So if you would like to be the next person, then do that as well. We have a potential 3.1 million listeners at any given moment through the AM 1160 channel. Plus, we stream, and so we have the ability to go around the world, literally. We can go around the world. There was one pledge drive that I was doing where somebody called in from a communist country, and they were listening to Catholic radio. They said they could be persecuted, but they wanted to support Catholic radio, and they didn't tell us where they were, but they did send a check. And so it really, we don't know. We will probably never know unless the grace of God, we make it to heaven someday. There are going to be people there that say thank you, because I wouldn't have made it to heaven if it wasn't for Catholic radio, because I hear the conversion stories over and over and over again. And so that's why it's so important when we do these pledge drives, we interrupt regular program. It's a great interruption because we get to have great guests, but nonetheless, we're interrupting regular programming because we need people to respond during this time and call in with a pledge. So the number to call is 678-688-4549. Can you give us a call? We are talking with Mary Welch Rogers and Elise O'Kane during this hour, and they are musicians, music producers, vocalists. We're listening to some of their music. Favorite song?
Oh, boy.
That's a hard one.
That's really hard. I don't think there's possible to, it depends on where you are in your life at the moment and what music has ministered to you at that time, don't you think?
That's right. And I think at certain times you really want to have something that's meditative and you want to listen to something soft. And then there are other times when you really need to hear something joyful and uplifting. So there are times when I'll just well, there was a song, there's a song that I wrote called Be Still. And, you know, I think sometimes we just, our world is so crazy. Mm-hmm. Things are so hectic. We're always on the go. We're moving, you know, at rapid speeds. We're in the car. We're thinking about a million things. And so that happens to all of us, I think. And so that's what inspired the song Be Still, coming from the scripture, Be Still and Know That I Am God. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to have those times when we just kind of stop. And so this song really ministers to us. It gets the heart rate down, mm-hmm. you know, and we start to really, that's where we hear the voice of God, is when we're being still and quiet. And I heard something interesting one time about how our cars can become like little monasteries. Mm-hmm. And so we can just put in the CD or listen to that particular song and allow the Lord to just minister to us. You know, sometimes we're all about ministering to other people, but we also need the Lord to come to us and to minister to us so that then we can be free to give to others.
Very good. Very good. All right. So do we want to go to Be Still? Yes, that's the next song that we have keyed up here. So we're going to go to that music.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Be still. Will you listen to your heart? That is where you will hear my voice. Be not afraid. I am always with you.
Beautiful again. Once again, it really, really calms us down, brings mm-hmm. us into the place where we can really feel like we're ready to listen to whatever God yes. Wants to say to us. And so that's really beautiful. And we are grateful. Before we go on with the interview, I do want to give an update because we now have 7 callers wow. that have called in so far. Ooh. So we just need 3 more to get this $1,000 match. And so the number to call, 678-688-4549 or thequestatlanta.com. Either way gets into this where we can get this $1,000 additional added to whatever's called in of any amount. We want to thank John, Margie, Elizabeth, Sunny, Scott, and John Francis all for calling in. If you have a message for Mary Welch Rogers or Elise O'Kane and you want us to let them know that you called in on their watch, then please call in and let us know and we will make sure that they get that message from you. And again, we are talking with Mary Welch Rogers and Elise O'Kane about the music that Elise has written and performed. Also performed. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the words, because I am obviously not a musician, but I have a great love for music. And so I can appreciate it, but I don't always mm-hmm. have the right words. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And we also have the producer, which is Mary Welch Rogers. And so we're talking about, we just listened to the part Be Still. So you wanted to acknowledge something there?
I want to acknowledge another wonderful musician in Atlanta, who is Ed Baldick, who is the music director over at St. Anne's Parish in Marietta. And he was very instrumental, no pun intended, and he sang with me on Be Still and on some of the other songs on Veni Sancte Spiritus as well. And he played the piano for us on this. So I wanted to acknowledge him. He's a wonderful, wonderful musician. And
I hope he's
too.
Listening.
I hope so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I hope
and
so.
And his wife, Karen, actually sang on some
yes,
things, too.
Excellent.
So they're very talented family. We appreciate what he is able to do with the keyboard. It's amazing.
Very good. Ah, so good. Okay, so anything new in the works?
Oh, that's going to be up to God, right?
It really is. I've had people say, when are you doing your next one? And I'm still catching my breath from this last one and still trying to get the word out. It really takes a long time, and it's hard to get Catholic music out there. We don't know where the venues are to get them. A lot of times, you know, the radio stations no longer play Catholic music. So we're trying to get it out there. And if anybody has any ideas, they can call that in as well. But we really appreciate the opportunity to be able to be here with you to let people know that this music is available on EliseOKMusic.com. And I also wanted to say, on my website, I have a blog. I also write a blog. And there's something I had always wanted to do on my website, which is to have a prayer room, because prayer is very important to me. And I wanted to have a place where people could leave their prayer requests without... It's anonymous, so I really don't know unless people want to let me know who they are and want me to contact them. But I have a prayer room with the Blessed Sacrament and our Blessed Mother there, where they can meditate there and leave a prayer request. So that's at EliseOKMusic.com.
Beautiful. All right. Really, so we do have another donor that's called in. We'll get the name here in just a minute. It hasn't been typed in, but they gave $20 a month. It was Mickey. Mickey gave $20 a month. So that's our eighth caller. That was our eighth caller. So we just need two more, and then we get to ring the bell. We get to ring the bell. Let's do it. Come on. We want to ring the bell. We want to get this $1,000 additional from Barbara, who through her generosity said that she'll give us another $1,000. So give us a call, 678-688-4549. You can give monthly, you can give one time, you can call in a pledge request. Does not have to be with a donation. If it is, we love it. If it's not, we love it. Just give us a call. Really, really just be a part of the team. When you there's something about becoming a donor to Catholic Radio. All of a sudden, when you start donating, it goes from being the Catholic radio station to being my Catholic radio station. Right. You have some ownership, and it's a very real thing, because the only way that this Catholic radio station is supported is by the listeners. Mm-hmm. There are people that stepped out in faith and got it going. They can't keep it going. Mm-hmm. You know, they got it going, and now it's up to each of the listeners to keep it going. So if it's going to succeed, it's going to be because people call in, especially during the pledge drive. That's when we raise the most of our funds. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't succeed, which I think it's going to, I'm telling you, but if not, it's because the listeners don't want it. So it is listener supported. And so it's really important during these pledge drives that we call in and we put some of our treasure towards what is feeding us spiritually. This That's is right. feeding us. It's also paying it forward for all the people who are just, you know, happen onto the station. We're paying it forward. We are evangelizing. This is
exactly.
about the easiest way we can evangelize is by writing a check. It is so easy.
And the Lord blesses sacrificial giving.
Absolutely.
So I encourage people to just... We spend so much money on a cup of coffee, you know, every day. And so what would that add up to? You know, so think about it and please support the station. It's such a great blessing to have Catholic radio in Atlanta. I know when my husband and I travel, we're going in different states and we look for a Catholic radio station. Mm-hmm. So when people come through Atlanta, and they should be able to find a Catholic radio station here. We're a big enough city. We have lots of Catholics. And even our non-Catholic brothers and sisters, you know, can greatly benefit from having this kind of programming.
Yes, yes. You know, and you asked about places to get your music at. I don't know if you're aware of Mysterium Online. I think it's mysteriumonline.com or .org. It's Love Good Music, Jimmy Mitchell. He does a lot of...
I know Miss Jimmy Mitchell.
You do, Jimmy?
Oh, yes.
And he actually gave me CDs at cost, and we use them at some of the other pledge drives when we take a lunch break, and then we give out the website. And so, but he, I think, helps to spread the word about a lot of different Catholic music. Wonderful. I don't know if it'll help or not, but if you know him already,
I didn't know he did that.
Okay, so. Yeah, I love good music, and I think it's mysteriumonline.org.
Okay.
So that would be a place to go. All right, so number again to call, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Mary Welch Rogers and Elise O'Kane. They are producers and music writers and vocalists and just lots of performers, just lots of really beautiful music that they're sharing with us today. So should we go to the next one? We're running out of time. We only have until 3:57. So should we go to the next clip?
Yes, let's do.
Okay. All right. So this is the Memorare. Is there anything you want to say to set it up?
Well, Our Lady is just the best intercessor. And so I have such a devotion to her. I didn't always have a devotion to Our Lady, but she really came into my life and she's the one I think that got this going, this songwriting. She and the Holy Spirit are my friends.
Excellent.
So let's do this.
Okay. So we are back. You are tuning in to 1160 AM, The Quest in Atlanta. And we are grateful that you are tuning in. We would also like it if you would become part of the team. We are in day one of our pledge drive. And wow, Atlanta, you are generous. But the fact is, we still need some more because we got to pay for the station. We got to pay all the operating expenses that go with the station. And that's why we're interrupting and doing our first ever pledge drive here in Atlanta for this beautiful new station. You know, many of you may not know that there are only about 7. I need to research it and find out exactly how many, but about 7 Catholic radio stations that are this large. 50,000 watts is the largest you can get with an AM station.
Wow.
And there in the country, there are only about 7 of those. So you are fortunate to have it right here in Atlanta to have this strong of a Catholic radio station. So would you call in and support it? That's really what it amounts to. Do you want it? Do you want to keep it? Do you want it to stay around for a long time? I think you do. I don't see why you wouldn't. Oh my goodness, the good that's coming from this. So give us a call. We also have another prayer request, and that one was for all immigrants.
Oh.
And it said that she waited for this hour because Elise's music has gotten her through her cancer. So listening to her music has helped her to get through. She probably prays through, you know, suffering, pain, you know, to put on some gentle, loving, prayerful music can go a long ways. And so I see the tears come into your eyes, and I'm sure they're tears of happiness that your music can affect others in that way. So
it is, I don't know how to say it, but it really amazes me what God has done. That's like, I can't say that it was me. It was just really giving him permission to do with me what he wanted. And it was a surprise, but I think that to say, yes, Lord, use me as you would have me, you know, what you want me to do and what you want me to be and what message you want me to get out to people. And it is ministering to people. It is touching hearts, and I can't take credit for it. You know, it's the Lord. And I praise him that people are being moved and touched by this music. And I have heard people being healed, emotional healing. There is a song, I don't think we're going to play it today, but it's called Time to Heal. And that was actually inspired by someone who had gone through terrible abuse, and she plays it every day and said she cries every time she hears it. Mm-hmm. So it's you know, there are so many people that are suffering now, and God uses music a lot, mm-hmm. to touch people's hearts and to heal them.
Yes.
Body, mind, mm-hmm. and spirit.
Right. Agreed. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. All right, so we only have about 9 more minutes, so we're going to move on. And I got to say, because, gosh, I don't want to see this $1,000 go by the wayside.
Please,
again. We tried it last hour. We're trying it again. We just need 2 more callers at this point. 2 more callers of any amount, 678-688-4549. Can you give us a call, any amount, whether it's one time, monthly, any amount? Let's get this $1,000.
We'll pray
that
for you.
Wants to give us. Yeah, absolutely. We will pray for you, but we'll pray for you whether you make a pledge.
Amen.
Or not.
Right.
You know, I come from a Protestant background. I'm real, yeah. careful about that to make,
yes.
sure they know we're not selling prayers.
That's
we are
right.
not. We are not. We are not doing that. Okay, yeah. So we want to go to For Your Glory. Right?
Say yes.
Is that,
I think it's say yes.
Do we have time?
Say yes.
If we have 9 minutes, do we have time? Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's do say yes then. That's our next one. And then we'll close out with For Your Glory.
Yes, this is Elise's fiat to say yes to the Lord.
I love it. I love it. Any other introduction to that, or is that?
Well, I wrote it. I was giving a talk, and my talk was about saying yes. So the song just came.
Excellent. All right. Let's hear it. Welcome back, 1160 AM, The Quest. We are trying to get these last 2 pledge drives, listening to lots of beautiful music. I mean, it really brings a peace. It's hard to get all pumped up and try and inspire people to call in because it's just so beautiful. You just want to sit back and relax. If you want more information on the music that you are hearing, the website to go to is EliseOkaneMusic.com. Elise, E-L-Y-S-E. OKANEmusic.com. That's the website to go to. But if you want to help us to get this $1,000 added to what has been called in, then we need 2 more callers. So give us a call with a pledge of any amount, just 2 more people, and we add $1,000 to whatever's been called in. The number to call, 678-688-4549. 688-4549. Come on, give us a call. Think about, what is Catholic Radio done for me, and how can I give back to Catholic Radio? That's really what it amounts to. And to pay it forward, not even give back for what you've gained, but to pay it forward for other people who will happen, air quotes, happen onto the station and have their lives changed. And it is happening. We see the testimonials throughout Catholic Radio. We have people who tell us their marriage was not only helped, but saved because mm-hmm. of what they hear on Catholic Radio. It is mm-hmm. amazing the things that are going on. So number to call, 678-688-4549. We just heard the song Say Yes. Absolutely beautiful. And really, Catholic Radio is one of those fiats, too. We That's are right. saying yes. You're saying we are yes. saying yes to God when we allow him to work through the airwaves. When we let the Holy Spirit go through mm-hmm. the airwaves, we only can do that if we have the airwaves, and we can only have the airwaves if we have the pledges. So it all works together. So please give us a call. But we have one more song that we want to hear from Mary Welch. Well, the song is from Elise O'Kane. Mary Welch Rogers was the producer for it. And we want to set that up because we're going to go into the break with it. So what would you like to share with us? Oh, we also want to pray. We want a prayer for in Thanksgiving for all of our donors. We would mm-hmm. love to include the last two.
Please.
Trusting that we're going to get two more. Exactly. Come on. Two more. That's all we need with a pledge of any amount, and we get to add $1,000 to what was called in. So again, the number to call, 678-688-4549. So can we pray in Thanksgiving for each yes. of our donors that have called in, and then set up the song, and then we'll go to break with the song.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time that we've had with the listeners. And we know, Lord, that there are so many intentions that people have that maybe they haven't called in. Maybe they're just in their hearts. And so we lift each one of them up to you. We pray especially for the ones who have made the sacrifice to donate to this very worthwhile project. And Lord, bless each one. And I pray for a blessing for Kelly and for all of those who are doing this work here today, that your anointing would be on each one of them. Lord, thank you for this radio station, for the ways it's going to bless all of Atlanta and beyond. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so the last song that we're going to listen to as we go into break, and what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the song, we're going to go into a little break, and then we're going to join Al Cresta in the afternoon. So we'll join his program, and then we'll come in when he takes a break. We'll come in, and we'll ask you to call in. But you can call in right now so that we can get this match. We just need two calls of any amount, 678-688-4549. What would you like to say before we go quickly to For Your Glory?
Well, actually, the bridge of the song really says it all because it's part of the scripture about in him we move. So in him I live, in him I move, in him I have my being. Lord, it's in you that we have our being, and everything that we think, say, and do is for his glory.
All right.
Yeah. May my eyes seek your face, my lips sing your praise, my ears listen to your word. May my hands reach out to serve, my arms hold those who hurt, my feet follow you. Up those who are weak, may I share the joy that your love brings.